episode 294, There's Always a Way.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Oh, yes, and hello to all my gents out there. I know you guys are listening, and I love that you are. It's odd, though, because I did originally start this podcast for ladies. So, oddly enough, though, there's lots of guys out there. So, I welcome you. Come on in. I'm so thrilled you're here. I'm just opening my door and having you come in because we got to chat. There is so much to talk about. Now, before we get into all the stuff, because I got a lot on my mind and I want to share it with you. I really do. I just want to get the domestic beauties out of the way. And you know what I mean by that, right? All the little stuff of, yeah, go here, the thank yous, all of this jazz. I don't always like doing that. Seriously. I'm really more interested in what you're doing with your life, where you're going on your journey. But sometimes we have to do what we have to do, right? When we podcast. So here we go. Real quick, go to createyournow.com. You can find me there. Let's connect. I want to hear from you. You can leave me a voicemail, drop me an email, find me on Twitter, Facebook. Go out and like our Facebook page out there. I'm really trying to get better at social media. Are you exhausted yet? See, I want to get all that stuff out of the way. Why? Because I want to talk about you. There is so much in this world. And there's so much goodness in this world. I was out and about today running errands. My son has a birthday. Happy birthday, baby boy. I cannot believe it. He's a teenager now. I'm so excited. No, I'm not really. But it's our number four. That means I'm getting older. Just because, you know, it's neat to see them grow up. But as they grow up, guess what? We grow up too. And it kind of freaks me out at times. But I'm like, you know what? I really like my age. I like where I'm going. I love my reflection. I can't say that it was always the case. But it's neat to go through life and really to watch your kids grow up and to see the decisions that they're making and becoming their own man or woman. Gives me goosebumps every single day. So I'm out and about. I'll get back to my story here. Sorry, I like to digress sometimes, don't I? Okay, so I'm out and about doing errands and trying to get a few things because, you know, it is a birth of your son and you want to celebrate it. So I needed to pick up a few items. I can't tell you what it is because he may actually download this episode and then he'll know what he's getting, right? Then it won't be a surprise. So as I'm driving around, I found myself just kind of having a happy day. Not that I don't have happy days. Most of the time I have actually wonderful, happy days full of joy and everything. But there are days and I'm kind of grumpy. Yeah, believe it or not, me grumpy. I know it's hard to imagine, but I get that way. But today I was really noticing that every single time I was yielding to turn right or left, didn't matter. And there was another car opposite of me where I could see them across or they were next to me or whatever. I just found myself smiling at them. And as I started this process, I would just kind of smile like, okay, you know, and I was jamming out to my praise music and I had some podcast on because, yeah, not only do I have a podcast, but I listen to many podcasts out there. And so I was smiling and it was funny because I started to watch the reaction and it was like, man, is this woman crazy? Like, is she looking at me smiling? And it was people of all ages. I mean, it was like college students, because we're close to a college town, so I see a lot of college students. There were grandmas, like major grandmas. There were great grandmas that, honestly, if you're listening, great grandmas, I'm so sorry. But honestly, I'm like, why are you driving right now? This is not the time. That's what goes through my mind. But I have a nice perky smile on. And it's funny. And then I see guys and workmen that, like, you know, they do the hard labor type of work. And they're probably like, what is she smiling at? And it's really interesting because in our technology world today, it's hard to get that smile on. You don't see anybody ever look up from their phone in texting. And so then I made a delivery, had to drop something off for my husband. So I went to his work and as I was walking by, I found myself, looking down and I was texting. I was doing some text coaching. And so I was walking around and I was like, Christiane, look up, look up. There's people walking by. So I'd look up and smile and I'd say, hello. And I was on a change of shift and some were leaving. I said, oh, have a great evening. And some of them looked surprised. Others were like grateful. You could see like, oh gosh, somebody actually cares. We tend to get ourselves wrapped up to where we think we're communicating. We think that what is happening around us is just going to happen, but it doesn't. Life gets in the way. Challenges present themselves, and we begin to become absorbed within ourselves. And we don't realize that, guess what? You can be a blessing to others. There's always a way. How many brick walls have you had in your lifetime? Oh dear, are we going to be here a while? I think if I was to have to name all the brick walls that I've hit from birth on, I mean, my mom would start by saying, sweetheart, you just had a problem with eating. I did. I did. I was a crier. My tummy was always upset. We went through so many things. She could tell you stories. One of these days I'll have my mom on. I've had that request, and she's a book of knowledge. She really is. I'm very, very blessed to have the family that I have. We have a crazy family, but you know, I love my mom absolutely to death, and she's a book of knowledge. But she would start by telling you, I started out really bad. I had my tummy was always upset, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried, and nothing would console me. Oddly enough, little did we know that I literally have a problem with my body. My body and food, I've told you this, that doesn't like each other. But guess what? There's always a way. So how many brick walls have you had in your lifetime? Literally. Have you thought about that ever? How many brick walls have you knocked down because you're a superhero and you just stayed the course? Think about it. Maybe getting a certification, finishing college, graduating from high school for some of us. I mean, that was a struggle for some people. I mean, it is. Going to the university. For some of you, you're like, I just want to finish my education. I stopped because I had children. Life happened. And now I'm going back to school to get it. Now I'm at a brick wall. Brick walls happen all the time, but somehow there's always a way to go through them, around them, over them, or to make them somewhat invisible using your x-ray vision, right? There's always a way. Desmond Tutu says, and that's T-U-T-U, by the way. That's why I said Tutu. Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. Desmond Tutu says, hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. Those brick walls are darkness. Those brick walls are saying you can't do it. But I'm here to tell you there's always a way. There's always a way to get those bills taken care of. You may not want to sit on the phone forever and have to have a chat with them and say, look, we're just in a financial place right now. Or I'm in the midst of a divorce and we need to figure out how to work this out. There's always a way. But sometimes it's easier not to make a way. Would you agree? It's easier just to stand back and say, I'm just going to let the brick wall stand there and I'm just going to find another way to go. I'm not even going to go around it. I'm not going to go through it. I'm not going to do anything with it. I'm just done. Some of us like to take the stance of, I'm just going to go in the corner and I'm going to hide. And for some of you, it's, I'm just going to do the same old thing. Nothing's going to change anyway. But there's always a way. There's always hope. There is a light despite all the darkness. Don't you want that hope? Don't you desire to say, gosh, you know, in the midst of all of my brick walls, in the midst of turmoil and trials and tribulations and just plain old chaos, I want the hope. There is always a way. But the question is, do you want it bad enough? Do you want it bad enough? You see, I started playing with this topic in my head. And I've told you guys a secret before that I take notes. I actually handwrite out my podcast. I do bullet points and some things. I don't necessarily write out every single word like what I'm saying right now. I'm not writing this out word verbatim, okay? But I highlight points. On this one, this is one that just is kind of eating at me. Because I think it hit me because I've moved around all my life. I've had a lot of ups and downs. I've been on the roller coaster of life forever. Because it all started when my mom was told she would never have children. And boo-boo, hello, surprise, here I am. And then I was one of those vicious child that came along and the food didn't agree with me. I wasn't a sick baby. She just couldn't make me happy when it came to food because the formulas and everything, she wasn't able to breastfeed me. And so my body had a hard time adjusting to it, which accounts for, I understand now as I look back and look across my whole life, that's just a little part of my life. A major part though, right? Because we need nutrition. But that didn't stop me. I'm still here today. There's always a way, but are you willing to find that? Are you willing to fight for it? Because if the answer is yes, here is the kiss. Be willing to go off the beaten path. Be willing to go off the beaten path. Now, you may be asking me, how is this the kiss? How is this the keep it simple strategy? It doesn't sound like a strategy. Be willing to go off the beaten path. Yeah. Think about it. Our temperament is to stay in our comfort zone. We like to be where we feel good. We don't like change, even though what? Change is constant. Okay, you know that. But we don't like to accept that as human beings because we are habitual creatures, oddly enough. But our habits should include change, which means flexibility. Okay, so our temperament is to stay in our comfort zone. But remember this, the treasure won't be found if you're always looking in the same place. In other words, if plan B or plan A isn't working, you need to look at plan B or plan C or plan D, E, F, G, C to double D's. I mean, you could go on and on and on. Life is a journey. It's not a destination. So you have to be willing to go off the beaten path. And you say, okay, I'm kind of going with you there. Because you see that beaten path, sometimes for you, it just may not work. You go and look at, so I'll give you an example of my college. I was crazy. I changed my major so many times. I think my parents and my family, when I would say, they would ask me what I'm interested in or what am I doing now? And I'm like, oh, I changed my major to this. I mean, it literally was like every 6 weeks I was changing my major. I don't know what it was. Why? Because, well, that's life for me. I love life. My interests are so broad. I couldn't come to just one thing. I'm like, no, but I got to be able to, I want to be able to serve people. I love people. I love interacting with them. There's something about people. I've got to be able to work with them. I want to help them through. Why? Because I'm a nurturer. I'm an encourager. And that's just where I need to be. So I would go back and forth. So I went from being an education major to a music major to a pre-med major to education to, I mean, I went across the board, up and down, all around. I changed schools too because my father was sent off to war. And I decided at that point, I was like, okay, I need to be home with the family during this time. So I got out of the school that I actually graduated from and went to the local university where my parents were. And I went to school there for a semester and a summer. Now, I was a crazy, crazy person because you see, as a music major, you have lots of requirements. You got to learn lots of instruments. There were a lot of hours that were involved in that. And then I wanted to be a pre-med. I was going to go to medical school. I was on my way. Yeah, and then I found out I was pregnant with our first. And I said, nope, that's not going to happen because for me, my choice was I needed to be available to my child. Even though I was working, I was a career woman. and my husband was still in school, that wasn't going to be right. We could not have a child and both of us be in graduate school. It wasn't going to work. It just wasn't. So I said, no, I backed out of it. But you see, I tell you this whole story because when I was in college and I changed, I went off the beaten path. People were like, what are you doing? Are you going to sing to your patients? You want to be a music major, but you're also in pre-med? Why can't you just focus on pre-med? And I'm like, but I enjoy my music. That's what I want to do. So I ended up coming out with basically, they didn't acknowledge a minor where I was from. They only did majors, and I believe they still do it that way now. But it was a minor in science, basically, along with education, pre-med, and a music major. It was crazy. And guess what? You talk about being willing to go off the beaten path. I graduated early. I graduated a whole semester early. And from the second semester of my freshman year, I was taking a minimum of 20 credit hours. That's crazy. People thought I was insane. You always had to get approval to go above the norm of which was like 16, I think, back then. And so every time I'd have to go through that, be willing to go off the beaten path. I was willing to. Why? Because I knew who I was. And I wasn't just that typical person who like was driven. My husband knew exactly what he wanted to do, and he did it. He graduated on time. He didn't jump around like I did. There was no problem. Everything was great. But me, oh no, I was all over the place. Be willing to go off the beaten path. Number one, in order to do that, number one, don't give up. Just don't give up. Wherever you are, don't give up. When you give up, you're saying, I'm here. I'm in my comfort zone. I'm done. You're putting on the coat of I'm comfortable and I'm not moving. You need to be willing to wear the coat of many colors. You need to be willing to go off the beaten path. So don't give up, number one. Number two, you have to be creative. You have to be creative. Why? Our imagination stopped at age 12. And actually, maybe nowadays, it's more like age 8. Why? Because everything has gone to technology. And I can remember when we were playing with dolls. I mean, seriously, don't laugh at me, but I was in middle school. And I was still playing with my dolls. I love my dolls. I had strawberry shortcake. I had my Barbies. I love strawberry shortcake. Purple Pie Man. We could go talk Huckleberry. I mean, come on. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on and on. I love that. But you see, nowadays, our imagination has stopped because we don't pretend anymore. I mean, look at it. Look at, okay, I love Legos. I own a ton of them. I might as well own stock in it. But the Legos, now that they do, they don't sell them. You know, they have a few creative ones that are just kind of plain. Like you can build a house or you can build a car that turns into two other different things. But they don't sell just these cool, big, you know, Lego things. They have to put them in what? Star Wars. Or they have to put them in Halo. Or they have to be Call of Duty. And I know some of those are Mega Bloks. I know. Sorry about that. And we have Mega Bloks too. We got them all. We got it all covered. You know? We've got the Lord of the Rings. I mean, you name it. But it's already set. It's not like they just give you all these quote-unquote dark Legos where you can build your own things. They don't do that anymore. We've lost our imagination, which means we've lost our creativity. So I'm begging you and telling you the number two is be creative. You have to be willing to go off the beaten path. You got to be creative. You've got to be. That means you're thinking outside the box. It's not the norm for you. When I was going through my stuff, I would have never thought I would have graduated early. I was thrilled to because it was saving me money, right? I mean, I was going to a private institution. And a semester was a lot of money. And so for me to be able to not do that, plus I changed schools in between time, holy Toledo. Yeah. So be creative. Think outside the box. Number three, this is huge. And this was probably the biggest one of all. In order to be willing to go off the beaten path, number three, you have to be true to you. Be true to you. When you go off the beaten path, there's going to be distractions. They're going to happen. So, for example, let's go to the money situation, because you know what? There's a lot of us out there that are living paycheck to paycheck. You may be right in that boat right now going, gosh, if we could just get out of debt just a little bit. And that doesn't mean that your house is paid off. You're just hoping that you don't have the credit cards, plural, right? And you're sitting there going, gosh. And so you start kind of scrounging going, okay, I don't really have time to get a second job, a J-O-B out in the world because I have kids. And so I've got to still take care of them. And so you begin to look for things that are maybe a little more unconventional. They become a little more attractive because you are in desperate need of money to pay the bills. Yet, if you were in a different state of mind, you probably wouldn't be looking at that option. There are those kind of freaky things out there. Or sometimes some would say you get messed up with the wrong crowd. Somebody promises you one thing and you end up getting something else. It's not saying that you're going to go and do drugs or anything like that, but that's the kind of attraction it becomes. These distractions become the attraction because you're in a desperate need. And you're like, I've got to do this. And instead of being willing to go off the beaten path, you're willing to kind of be in your own comfort zone, maybe do something that's a little unconventional, that's not true to you. And that's important. It's got to be true to you. You've got to hold it up to your what? Your ethics, your morals. When you begin sacrificing that, not only are you sacrificing yourself, but you're sacrificing the ones you love, your family, your husband, your wife. So are you willing to go off the beaten path? To number one, not give up. Number two, be creative. And number three, ultimately be true to you. You can do it. There's always a way. There's always a way. I believe in you. Come on over and share your story with me. I'm here. I want to listen to you. And I strangely enough, I don't want to say this. It may come across wrong, but I want to hear your heartaches. Because sometimes expressing your heartaches or where you are, the challenges that you're facing, and being able to actually enunciate that out loud to someone that can then sit here and begin to help you break it apart, that's what I'm here for. It opens up a different way. It opens up what? That off-beaten path. So go, make today count for something. Love today. Go smile at somebody. Because guess what? There is always a way. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.